The Healer, The Healing Work of Mary Baker Eddy, compiled and arranged by David Keeston. Part 4, Third Continuation. Number 73. I, Mrs. Eddy, was called to visit Mr. Clark in Lynn, confined to his bed 6 months with hip disease, caused by a fall upon a spike when a boy. On entering the house, I met his physician, who said he was dying. He had just probed the ulcer on the hip and said the bone was carious for several inches. He even showed me the probe, which had on it the evidence of this condition of the bone. The doctor went out. Mr. Clark lay with his eyes fixed and sightless. The dew of death was upon his brow. I went to his bedside. In a few moments, his face changed. Its death pallor gave place to a natural hue. The eyelids closed gently, and the breathing became natural. He was asleep. In about 10 minutes, he opened his eyes and said, "I feel like a new man. My suffering is all gone." It was between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon when this took place. I told him to rise, dress himself, and take supper with his family. He did so. The next day, I saw him in the yard. Since then, I have not seen him, but am informed that he went to work in 2 weeks, and that pieces of wood were discharged from the sore as it healed. These pieces had remained ever since the injury in boyhood. Since his recovery, I have been informed that his physician claims to have cured him, and that his mother has been threatened with incarceration in an insane asylum for saying, "It was none other than God and that woman who healed him." I cannot attest the truth of this report, but what I saw and did for that man, and what his physician said of the case, occurred just as I have narrated. From Science and Health. In healing the sick and sinning, Jesus elaborated the fact that the healing effect followed the understanding of the divine principle and of the Christ Spirit which governed the corporeal Jesus. For this principle there is no dynasty, no ecclesiastical monopoly. Its only crowned head is immortal sovereignty. Its only priest is the spiritualized man. The Bible declares that all believers are made kings and priests unto God. The outsiders did not then, and do not now, understand this ruling of the Christ. Therefore, they cannot demonstrate God's healing power. Neither can this manifestation of Christ be comprehended until its divine principle is scientifically understood. Number 74. Daniel Spofford was one of Mrs. Eddy's earliest students. He had the opportunity to treat the granddaughter of the woman with whom he boarded on one occasion. Ethel West fell down the stairwell at school and was gravely injured. The child was brought home, still unconscious. Spofford offered to heal her, and the child's grandmother was relieved to see her respond so quickly to his treatment. Ethel then thought it would be smart to go back to school. However, the surprise at her appearance was so great that she was taken home again, unconscious. But this time, Spofford was unable to heal her. He had not handled the claim of reversal. And he immediately called Mrs. Eddy to help the child. As soon as Mrs. Eddy knew of the child's need, Ethel was instantaneously healed, completely and permanently. From Acts. There sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. Number 75. When Mrs. Eddy was living in Lynn, one day someone was sent to her from a distance in the city, and asked her to come to visit a lady who was dying with consumption. And she said she would. She took a cab at the doorway and went to this person. And on the way, when near her destination, saw a hunchback in the street, and the carriage passed very close to him. As it passed him, one wheel went down into a rut and splashed him all over with water. He immediately became angry. But she leaned out of the carriage and said to him, "Little man, God loves you," and went on her way a few hundred feet. The young fellow watched her. She went into the house, stayed about a half hour, healed her patient, and as she came out, there was a tall young man standing at the curbstone. And he went up to her and said, "Are you the lady that told me God loved me?" She looked at him closely, and he said, "Look at me, how I have straightened up," and expressed gratitude. From Matthew. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Number 76. Mrs. Eddy met, casually, a woman who had a son afflicted with epileptic fits. The son was not present when Mrs. Eddy met the mother, and Mrs. Hewlin thought Mrs. Eddy did not know of the case at all. But Mrs. Eddy turned to the mother and said, "You never had a tyrannical father whom you were afraid of." And the son was instantaneously healed of the epilepsy when Mrs. Eddy uncovered and destroyed the latent fear in the mother's thought of her father, which had made her nervous when it was born, developing into epilepsy. From Matthew. There came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Number 77. Mrs. Eddy passed a drunken man in Lynn, and turned to the one with her and said, If that is the man I see, that is the man I am, and I refuse it, because it is not the man I wish to be. The man was healed. This is true of all erroneous conditions. If one holds in thought or accepts that someone expresses certain character traits that are not Christ-like, we are not viewing our fellow man as our dear Master did. How can we expect, then, to effect a healing if we acknowledge them less than the image and likeness of our Father? We must refuse to acknowledge or see what the devil is trying to say to us about our fellow man. Number 78. In one of Mrs. Eddy's classes, a clergyman who was very elderly had a belief of partial blindness and asked our leader if it could be cured. She answered, Yes, if you only touch the hem of his garment. The man was healed during class. From Matthew. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Number 79. In the early period of her work in Christian Science, in the house where our leader was boarding, there was a little boy, only a few years old, and it was during the winter. He was in her room one day, and while she was talking to him, he looked out of the window and saw the snow in the trees in their garden, amongst which were some apple trees. The little boy later asked his mother, If Mrs. Eddy should say, a blossom would come out, wouldn't it? His mother said, No, not at this time of the year. Some days later, Mrs. Eddy said to the boy, I will tell you something if you will not tell anyone. He asked if he could tell his mama. Mrs. Eddy said, No, not anyone. He said, Well, I will not. Then Mrs. Eddy said, You see that apple tree? He said, Yes. She said, Now watch that tree every day, and you will see a blossom come on it. He did so, and in 3 days there was a blossom, and she had him pick it. From Matthew. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How soon is the fig tree withered away?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Number 80. One of Mrs. Eddy's students related the following testimony, which appeared in editions of Science and Health. "I cheerfully give my testimonial to the wonderful efficacy of the science Mrs. Glover teaches in its application to my case. I was the melancholy victim of sciatica in the hip for many long years. At times, I could neither lie, sit, nor stand without great suffering. When I first saw Mrs. Glover, she told me she could cure me. But I must say it seemed impossible, after suffering so long and trying so many things, that I could be healed without medicine or application of any sort. Yet such was the case. After she had conversed with me, I improved until my hip disease left me, and I am completely rid of it." Stoughton, Massachusetts, 1873, Allenson C. Wentworth. "I was also cured of an inveterate habit of smoking and chewing tobacco." A. C. Wentworth. Number 81. "In the early days, it was hard for Mrs. Eddy to find patients to treat. And one day, she went out on the street to see if she could find someone to heal. She saw the doctor's gig tied in front of a house. And when he had come out and driven away, Mrs. Eddy crossed the street and rang the doorbell of the house out of which the doctor had come. A tear-stained woman opened the door, and Mrs. Eddy asked if anyone were sick in this house. The lady said that her daughter had just died. Mrs. Eddy asked if she could go in and see the daughter. The woman at first demurred, but finally let her go in where the body lay. In a little while, the mother heard voices, and looking into the room, she saw her daughter sitting up in bed and talking to Mrs. Eddy. Mrs. Eddy said that a wordless flood of life filled her consciousness, and the girl was raised from the dead. Mrs. Eddy asked the mother to bring her daughter's clothes, and the amazed mother asked why. Our leader answered that she wanted to take the girl out for a walk. The mother said, "You don't know what you are asking. My daughter has been ill with consumption for months, and she could not go out." Mrs. Eddy reassured the mother and told her that no harm could come to her daughter through anything Mrs. Eddy should do. And finally, the mother brought the girl's clothes. Mrs. Eddy then took the girl out and walked her up and down for about half an hour, the mother and father following behind to see what was done. The girl's color came back, and she was not only alive, but healed of the disease. When they got back to the house, The mother took off her diamond ring and gave it to Mrs. Eddy. And this ring our leader always wore. From Luke. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Number 82. Mrs. Eddy relates a healing that took place when she was living in Lynn, Massachusetts. The 4.5-year-old boy of one of my students was taken seriously ill with what was called brain fever. He had been a little tyrant. The mother cared for the child without avail, and at length came running to my home with the baby in her arms. When she came in, she placed him on the bed, saying, I am afraid I have come too late. I think he is gone. And to all appearances, the sick child had ceased to live. I told her to leave me and not to return for an hour. After her departure, I went to God in fervent prayer, and very soon the boy sat up in bed. I told him to jump down and come to me. He came, and I took him in my arms and was silently declaring that he was not sick. When I saw the little fellow double up his fist and strike at me, saying, I is tick, I is tick. Although he struggled and fought in my arms, love prevailed, and he was soon at play with some spools that I had made into a cart with a darning needle. I still continued treating him, and again he came to me and struck me with his fist, saying, I is tick, I is tick. Then I said, You are not sick, and you are a good boy. Then he fell at my feet, limp and lifeless, and I took him in my arms, and my thought went out to my heavenly Father. The boy soon returned to consciousness and was ready to play again. When I saw his mother coming, I told him to go to the door to meet her. When she opened the door and found her child healed, she was so overcome that she nearly swooned, and I had for a time another patient. What astonished her so much even more than the fact that he was alive, was that he was walking, because he had never done so before. He had been paralyzed from birth. On the way home, her little boy talked of God and said how good God is. Number 83. A case of convulsions produced by indigestion came under my observation. In her belief, the woman had chronic liver complaint and was then suffering from complication of symptoms connected with this belief. I cured her in a few minutes. One instant she spoke despairingly of herself. The next minute she said, "My food is all digested, and I should like something more to eat." Number 84. A lady brought her daughter to Mrs. Eddy one day and asked to leave the child with her, for she could not speak. After doing all she could to help the girl, with apparently little effect, it occurred to her to test her in another way. And she said to her, "Well, I suppose the reason you do not talk is because you cannot talk." At once the girl answered, "I can talk, and I do talk, and I will talk as much as I like, and you can't stop me." So Mrs. Eddy was able to send her home to her parents, cured of the devil of dumbness. From Matthew. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." Number 85. Miss Lucretia Brown was a middle-aged spinster from Ipswich who had been a semi-invalid since a severe injury received in girlhood. She had been marvelously healed by Mrs. Eddy when she began the studying of Christian Science in 1877. Number 86. Abigail Thompson relates, "My mother used to speak of an experience that Mrs. Eddy once told her, of walking along the street and coming upon a cripple piling wood. As she passed him, she touched him on the shoulder and said, 'God loves you.' And instantly the man was healed." Number 87. A man brought his wife to Mrs. Eddy for treatment for dumbness. Mrs. Eddy, looking at her, detected the devil of stubbornness. She said severely, "It is well, madam, that you have not been talking these years." And the woman opened her mouth and began to defend herself. Number 88. Later, when Mrs. Eddy lived in Boston, she healed another deformed and crippled man. His arms seemed useless. His legs appeared to have withered. He had to be cared for, even fed. The niece of this man reported the testimony in the Christian Science Sentinel of July 18, 1908. This is a rare occurrence when Mrs. Eddy took two treatments to effect a healing. Our master at times had to treat the patient twice. See Mark 8:22-25. Leominster, Massachusetts, July 2, 1908. Dear leader, I had an uncle by marriage who was a helpless cripple and who was deformed. All his limbs were withered, and on very pleasant mornings, a special policeman would wheel him out on Boston Common in his wheelchair. One morning, a number of years ago, he sat there in his wheelchair as you were passing through the common, and you stopped and spoke to him, telling him that man is God's perfect child, and a few other words. Later, after you had left him, he declared you had helped him. The next morning, he looked and looked for you in the same place, and morning after morning continued to do so until one day you came. Again, you repeated to him what you had said before, and this time he was healed and made perfect, every whit whole. And after that, he was able to go into business for himself and provide his own living. No doubt you will remember the whole circumstance. His bones had hardened so that when sitting or lying down, his knees were drawn up and rigid. His brother having to carry him up and down stairs and feed him and care for him all the time. But after he was healed through your spoken word, he was able to be as active as other men and earned his own living. And whereas before he could not even brush a fly from his face, he regained the use of his hands and became an ordinary penman. It was you, dear leader, who spoke to him of the healing Christ and set him free when you met him so long ago on Boston Common, and many times I have desired to tell you about it and to express to you my gratitude for the many benefits I also have received from Christian Science. Words can never express it. With deepest love, in which my husband joins me, your loving student, Mrs. Charlotte F. Lyon. From Acts. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Number 89. A child was brought to Mrs. Eddy with a cataract on each eye, blind. Mrs. Eddy began to talk to the girl of God, truth, and love. When the child, animated by error, stamped her foot and said, "I hate you, I hate you, I could sit up all night to hate you." Mrs. Eddy replied, "My darling, I love you, I love you. Why, I could sit up all night to love you." And at once the cataracts fell out and the child saw. From Science and Health. Truth casts out all evils and materialistic methods with the actual spiritual law. The law which gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, voice to the dumb, feet to the lame. Number 90. Three students to whom Mrs. Eddy told the following story recounted it to me. A. L. Fosbury. One time Mrs. Eddy was called to see a sick child. A girl of about 15 opened the door for her, and she had to pass through a room in which the father was in bed with consumption to get to the room where the child and its mother were. The child was so thin that its bones were sticking out. The mother went out of the room, and Mrs. Eddy healed the baby in about 15 minutes, so that its cheeks stuck out like rosy apples, to quote our leader's own words. When the mother came to the door, the child called out lustily, "Mama, Mama!" The woman exclaimed, "Have I gone mad?" Then Mrs. Eddy went into the other room with her and saw the father sitting on the side of the bed, healed of his consumption, and learned that the girl of 15 who opened the door for her had been healed of deafness. These three healings were all made in the space of about 15 minutes. Later, I was told that Mrs. Eddy turned away from the sick child and, looking out of the window, said, "This is not right. It is not love. And God is love." And that when she looked around at the child, it was healed. From Science and Health, love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." From Luke, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Many years later, Mrs. Eddy told one of her students about this experience, which prompted the question, "When will we be able to do work like that?" Looking deeply thoughtful, Mrs. Eddy replied, "It is love that heals, only love." The student, Miss Nemi Robertson, repeated the question, "But when will we be able to do such work?" This time, her teacher looked directly at her and said quietly, "When you believe what you say." I believe every statement of truth that I make.